around my bedroom, because my bedroom was right next door to theirs.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm. So I'm just saying, that's one.
Why
that's
do they? Why do they whiz round when they die? Why do spirits whiz round when they die?
Because they're going, where am I going?
Are they?
And they're whizzing round, aren't they? Am I going down? Am I going up?
No, no, that's Carl. Oh, no, but I'm going the wrong way.
Yeah, but it's not going to be easy, is it? How do you think it works?
It doesn't work. But once again, it's not proof of anything, Carl. Mm. Beyond the fact that you were a child in bed.
Why did your dad ask what time she died?
No, it just sort of, you know, what do you say to someone when it's awkward, isn't it? When someone gives you bad news, so you just think, well, can I ask?
What time
did she die?
What time did that happen? Sorry?
No, exactly
what time did she die?
My wife passed away.
Yeah.
What time exactly?
No, not exactly. He just said, oh, that's bad. When did that happen? Like,
right. And he said, well, thanks for asking.
Quarter to 11.
Quarter to 11.
I remember. What did they say last night? Was this weird, isn't it? Convenient, aren't they, all these
it
stories?
Is, or is it? Or, yeah, I mean, it's either that's exactly what happened, Rick, or he's misremembering the actual
I don't know which one to plump for.
But I'll tell you this, though.
Go on.
You know, if we're talking about ghosts and that.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, Ilda.
Yeah.
Choose your bog standard old woman.
Right.
I think that's on the gravestone.
I know, yeah.
No,
did you do the eulogy?
No, you know.
That is great.
You
what can we say about it?